Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. When was the last time you hit pause to make sure your efforts and relationships were aligned with your goals and values? This past week, I was pursuing a path and something felt off. I couldn't quite identify what was off until I hit pause and started journaling what was going on inside. After writing down my goals, values, and thoughts, I realized the timing of walking down this path was way off. So I just stopped. I stopped going down the path. For now, of course. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share a bit more about why it's important to hit pause and reflect on where you are and where you're heading. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/331. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. Inevitably, whenever I hit record on this podcast recording, the neighbor mows his lawn. I'm really looking forward to a lovely Northwest fall and winter when the lawn mowers don't go. Anyway, now that we're into this episode, I want to talk about something that I discovered this week. Oftentimes when we're pursuing courses and training and education or projects or relationships or just going through life, we get down the road a ways and we just keep going. We get into autopilot and we don't really think about why we're doing what we're doing anymore or whether it really connects with our values. And this week I started going down this path of getting a coaching certification. And something was just kind of off with me. And as I was reflecting on it, I realized that my timing was way off. When I was looking at when I wanted to start actually offering this as a service, it wasn't until 2021, in about a year and a half. And so as I was kind of thinking about my feelings and how I was connecting with the course, I just realized I was distracted because I had several other things written down that I wanted to accomplish before I even get to this. And so I just recognized that I had to stop. And it was uncomfortable. I had to have some uncomfortable conversations. But at the end of it all, it was the right thing to do because I was honest with my values and goals. And so hitting pause is important because it does allow you to stop, reflect, and adjust your course as necessary. As I was thinking about why we continue on and do things, well, there's this effect called the sunk cost effect, otherwise known as the Concord effect. And good old Wikipedia says people demonstrate a greater tendency to continue an endeavor once an investment in money, effort, or time has been made. I was going down this path of this certification, and I've invested money, I've invested effort, I've invested time, I've been building relationships, and I fought myself initially to hitting stop on it because the sunk cost effect was in play. But the tension between that and just the reality of when I wanted to do this, that tension was greater than sunk cost effect. I couldn't live with that tension. So Self-questioning in these moments is so important. If I wasn't willing to hit pause and just sit down and get out my notebook and journal, I probably would have been committed to this program with these feelings of tension that would have probably resulted in a less than stellar experience on my part. And so once you kind of sit down, start journaling, start really writing things down, write down your values, write down your goals, not just for the quarter, but maybe for the year or 5 years out. I'm not really a 5-year out planner, but I knew enough to know that my goals were a couple years out for this. But once you start doing this, self-questioning is imperative. So some of the questions that I was really thinking about was, how is this connecting to my values? How is this advancing my goals now? Is this something that I should continue? Is this something that I should quit? And as I was going through these questions, I realized these are important questions that we should ask ourselves constantly. So let's say you want to start a new project. Or you feel like you need to be more creative and you want to get something going, or you just, there's something that you're not getting in your life. And these 5 questions, again, to ask yourself: how would this project connect to my values? How would it advance my goals? Is it something that I should start? Now, if you're a chronic doer like I am, 2 questions to ask yourself: is this something that I should continue? Or is this something I should quit? I want to talk a little bit about quitting. There is a stigma when it comes to quitting. But I say, don't be afraid to quit and recommit yourself to something that is more in line with your values and goals. Because at the end of the day, when you don't have that tension that exists when you are incongruent with your values and how you're living, things are a lot better. So don't be afraid to quit. As long as you are recommitting yourself to something more important to you. I hope this episode has been helpful for you. It's been something in the back of my mind for a few weeks now, and I definitely wanted to share it because I think more people should really question themselves about why they do what they do, who they hang out with, and making sure that everything is connected to those values and goals. Until next time, may creativity, curiosity, and mowing your lawn fuel your life.